Welcome to the Poplar Forest Archaeology Podcast. I'm Jack Gary, Director of Archaeology and Landscapes. This eight-part series, narrated by Dick Heiner, is designed to walk you through the process of archaeological research at Thomas Jefferson's retreat home and plantation in Bedford County, Virginia. This audio documentary is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services and funding from the Corporation for Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
Looking across an open field at present-day Poplar Forest, a team of archaeologists discuss their excavation plan. To a casual observer, it may be hard to imagine this field is anything more. However, the archaeologists at Poplar Forest think that this area once contained gardens, a plant nursery, stables, and slave quarters during the time that Thomas Jefferson lived here. So how did they arrive at this conclusion, and what exactly is involved in the process of archaeological research? To answer these questions, it helps to first understand the job of the archaeologists at Poplar Forest. For the past 25 years, understanding the different lives and landscapes of Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest has been a goal of the archaeologists who work here. Their research has explored Jefferson's octagonal retreat home, the ornamental gardens that surrounded the structure, and the community of enslaved laborers that lived and worked on the plantation. This type of archaeology conducted at Poplar Forest is referred to as historical archaeology, a type of multidisciplinary research that focuses on the events, people, and themes that help us understand the formation of the modern world. Some topics explored by historical archaeologists include slavery, the rise of capitalism, environmental change, and the global sweep of European colonization. In order to understand these issues, archaeologists examine the buildings, artifacts, food remains, and landscapes of the people who were involved and affected by these very complex events. This often requires studying well-known figures in our nation's history, such as Thomas Jefferson, as well as individuals and groups of people, often overlooked by historic documents, such as Native Americans, slaves, immigrants, women, and children. So what do historical archaeologists use to study these very complex issues? Most people immediately think of pickaxes and brushes as tools of archaeology. While they certainly have their place during excavation, historical archaeologists first turn to written documents. These writings include personal letters and journals, as well as official documents like the census, wills, probate inventories, and survey maps. These are all great starting points, and are often carefully examined before a trowel ever touches the earth. However, such documents only tell part of the story. Gaining the most accurate window into the past requires the careful excavation and analysis of the places people lived, worked, played, and even died. By studying the objects, artifacts, buildings, and landscapes people left behind, archaeologists can reconstruct what life was really like in the past. At Poplar Forest, archaeologists have focused on three aspects of this property to reveal a detailed picture of the plantation's history and the lives of its many different residents. Poplar Forest's Director of Archaeology and Landscape, Jack Gary, explains.
An initial goal of archaeological research and excavations was to understand the life of Thomas Jefferson in his personal retreat. However, Jefferson was only a part-time resident here. In order to understand Poplar Forest as a year-round, working plantation, we need to understand what life was like for the enslaved individuals that worked here, uncovering the remains of the houses they lived in, the buildings and fields where they worked, and the artifacts they left behind has been our second focus. Our third goal is to better understand the physical landscape and how it was changed by each of Poplar Forest's owners. This knowledge will help us to eventually restore aspects of the landscape to their Jefferson-era appearance if we so choose.
Returning to the open field, the investigation of this site highlights the comprehensive approach the archaeologists take to understand the plantation's past. The site, referred to by Poplar Forest archaeologists as Site B, may be the location of Thomas Jefferson's ornamental plant nursery. In the early 1800s, this area may have held hundreds of saplings and young shrubs needed to create the unique landscape of the retreat. Documents also show that the plantation stables, vegetable garden, and several slave quarters stood near the nursery. Therefore, Site B has the potential to provide large amounts of information about the way Thomas Jefferson organized the plantation, how it actually operated, and what it was like for enslaved laborers to work and live here.
By using a combination of documentary research, careful excavating, thorough examinations of the artifacts in the laboratory, and collaborations with specialists in a variety of fields, we're beginning to get an incredibly detailed view of what Poplar Forest was like 200 years ago.
This series will explore how archaeologists uncovered the past to provide a detailed view of Poplar Forest. We'll first look at the history of Poplar Forest and this important archaeological site, and then delve into the excavations, artifacts, and interpretations of Site B that continue to bring alive Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.